Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we're going to have some fun. You deserve it. We need some fun as well. It's been a heavy week. Oh, has it been a heavy week? But we're going to have some fun. We're going to give away gift cards to Gesture Concept Restaurants. $50 gift card to whoever wins our game show, Card D-Sharks, 651-461-9226. Now is your chance to call and win $50. Why not? And tonight, oh, this is what I was going to do last night. So last night I went to dinner at PS Steak, which is one of the Gesture Concept restaurants. And I got to tell you something. And we're going to talk about this probably in 20 minutes after we play Card D-Sharks. But a lot of things are closing down because of what happened with ICE in Minneapolis. And I think the opposite is what we need. We need to come together. We need to especially support local restaurants because there are so many U.S. citizen legal immigrants who are working in hospitality, and they need you to show up. They don't need everything to close down and people to cocoon. And so last night we went out to dinner. We went to PS Steak. Amazing, amazing, delicious, kindest staff. Oh, my gosh. You just feel the love in the room. And then tonight, I'm going to Butcher and the Boar, another Gesture Concept restaurant. In their backyard, they've got an ice bar. No pun, no relation. It's a bar made out of ice. And so why not enjoy some Minnesota, enjoy some winter, enjoy some fellowship is all I think. I think we need all of that right now. So we'll talk about, I got some thoughts about like the schools closing and some other stuff. Ugh. But let's break from that and let's play Minnesota's fastest growing afternoon card related high-low game. It's called Card D-Sharks. The week is finally over, and rough it was indeed. Temps are running blazing hot when cool is what we need. Speaking of cool, that's what you'll be if you win this game. Just try, you'll see on Card D-Sharks. So many callers who want to play. We appreciate all of you for listening and for calling in. If you're watching on the video stream, it's a great way to enjoy Card D-Sharks because you can see the actual cards right behind me. Laura is busy. I don't know. There's some news going on or something. Is that what's up, Dan? Whatever. We've got it. You and I have it under control.
Totally.
Beth is in New Hope. Beth, thanks for listening. You're on CCO. How's it going?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
I'm excited for you to have the chance to play our game. Are you pretty good at high, low, higher, lower? How do you feel about it?
Well, we'll see.
Did you have a good New Year, a good holiday break at all?
Yes, and you saw your family in Chicago and everything. Good for you.
It was nice. You know, whenever I go to visit my out-of-town family, the first couple days, I think, man, like, I wish I lived in Chicago. I wish I were closer to them. And then the third day, I'm like, I'm glad I live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think that's how they feel about me, too. So it all works out. It all works out. Stand by, Beth. We're playing for $50 thanks to Gesture Concepts. Scott is in Eagan. Scott, we made it to Friday. I was worried we weren't going to. It has been about a year and 5 days, hasn't it?
I think that's a great description. Yeah, it's zippy skippy. It's Friday, right?
Oh my gosh, I'm ready for a moment of slowness if that's available for us. How was your New Year? Did you do anything fun over the holidays?
You know, we had family in town. Granddaughter, who is still very special to us, so it was good to see her and cool. A lot of family time.
Yeah, that you know, I've been thinking a lot about grandparents lately, Scott, because both of my kids, who my youngest goes back to college tomorrow, he goes back to L.A., but to have My parents are still alive, and my wife's parents are still alive. So to have four grandparents for my kids who are 18 and 20, what a gift. It's been so cool.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Yep. I look forward to not someday soon, but someday being a grandparent myself. If the kids are listening, not soon.
No pressure.
No.
No pressure.
My goodness. All right, Scott and Beth, here's how we play the game. We start with a survey of 100 people. Beth will get the first question. Beth, you'll say higher or no, Beth, you will give a number between 0 and 100. Scott will say higher or lower, and whoever's right gets control of the board, and then it's just an average deck of cards, and we go higher and lower. The first question is to you, Beth, and we asked 100 millionaires. 100 millionaires. Do you think money can buy happiness? Can money buy happiness? How many millionaires said, actually, yes, money can buy happiness? I feel like I'd like a chance to figure it out. What do you think, Beth?
Can I throw a number out there?
Yep. How many millionaires do you think said, yes, money can buy happiness?
Oh, well, that's a tough one. I'll say 40.
Beth says 40. What do you think about that, Scott? Do you think money can money buy happiness?
Yeah, Jason, what was your answer when you took the survey? I'm going to go higher.
Scott goes higher. I as a non-millionaire, I would say money sure helps. I don't know if it can buy happiness, but like maybe it's the absence of the stress of not having money, right? Like that's the real thing. The actual number of millionaires who said, yeah, money can buy happiness is just 30. So it's actually lower. So Beth, that means you get control of the cards. You get to make a choice first. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
Blue, please.
All right. Beth is going to take the blue cards. I'm going to take this banner away for those of you watching live on Facebook or on YouTube at the WCCO radio channel. And Beth, your first card is a 9. Ooh, kind of a tricky card, but you can go higher, lower, or because you got the question right, you can change the card. So what do you want to do, Beth? 9 is your card.
I'll change the card.
All right, Beth is going to change the 9. I'm going to grab a new card, and the 9 becomes an 8. Well, it's not much worse, but it sure isn't any better, Beth. You're right up the middle. You want to go higher or lower than an 8?
I'll go lower.
All right, lower than an 8. It is a 2. It is lower than an 8. And now you're off to the races, Beth. You can freeze it anytime if you get nervous, but 2 is the lowest card out there, so unless you run into another 2, you're in good shape. What do you say, higher or lower than a 2?
Higher.
Higher than a 2. It is an ace. It is higher. And, oh, boy, Beth, now we got some trouble. Scott, you didn't even get a chance yet, and here goes Beth. All right, Beth, you're on an ace. You higher, lower, or do you want to freeze?
Oh, you picked an ace?
Ace is high, so...
Go lower.
Yeah. Lower than an ace. It is a 5. It is lower than an ace. And, oh, Beth, you are in position here. You have one card between you and the $50 gift card at Jester Concepts. I want to give you a second to think about it. If you're wrong, you lose all your progress. If you're right, you win a gift card to Jester Concepts. Maybe you're going to Starling and Edina tonight or Parlor in St. Paul. Beth and New Hope, Scott and Egan, two great contestants, Card D Sharks, in effect here on CCO.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Card D Sharks, we thank Jester Concepts for their support, their gift card, and go to their restaurants this weekend, right? And we'll talk about that coming up in a couple of minutes. I am concerned that we have this newfound societal impulse that when things are heavy and negative to cocoon. I think it's really bad. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a minute. So go support those Jester Concepts restaurants. And we are on the precipice of one of our great contestants having a chance to have an easy trip to Jester Concepts with a nice gift card. Beth and New Hope is in firm control here. Scott Negan hasn't even gotten a chance at the board yet. But Beth, you have flipped four cards. You went from an eight, you went lower, you got a two, then you got an ace, then you have a five. You are one card away from victory. If you call it wrong, you lose all of this and Scott gets a free shot. So you could freeze to preserve your progress, or you call one more card right, you get $50. What do you want to do, Beth? Higher, lower, or freeze on a five?
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to gamble.
All right. Higher or lower, Beth?
Than a five?
Yes.
Higher.
Higher than a five. Scott, are you happy that she's going for it here?
Well, I would go for it, too. She's pitching a shutout, though, so good luck, Beth.
All right, here we go. Let's hope she does better than Max Kepler, who just got suspended for 80 games for using a performance-enhancing drug with no PEDs. Beth gets a queen, and she is a winner. Beth, congratulations. That was that is very unusual. You don't see somebody run the table like that. Well done.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Beth, you're going to stay on the line. Scott, just for fun, if you can call all five of these correctly, I'll give you $50, too. How about that? A $50 gift card. So let's see.
Let's do it.
Let's see if you can run the table. You start with an ace. Uh-oh. Am I going to have to give Scott 50? You know the company's not going to give this, so it's coming out of my wallet. Here we go. You got an ace, Scott. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a seven. It is lower. Now you got a tough call. Higher or lower than a seven?
I'll go higher.
Higher than a seven? It is. It's a jack. And now you're two cards away. Jack, higher or lower than a jack, Scott?
I'm going to go lower.
Lower than a jack? It is. It's an eight. And now we've got the coin flip. Can Scott run the table on the cards? How about this? You've got the coin flip, Scott. Higher or lower than an eight?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher than an aid for $50. $50 gift card at Jester Concepts. It is higher. It's a nine. How about that? That was phenomenal.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
thank you.
Scott, that act of
pay up to Russia.
That act of kindness just cost me $50, but I feel good about it. You both are winners. That has never happened before when we've given somebody the opportunity to run the table.
Let's call it Friday.
You guys nailed it. Very good. You were great contestants. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Scott. Thank you both for listening, too.
Thank you.
All right. Both of you guys stay on the line. We'll get you guys gift cards at Jester Concepts. Always fun to watch that on the video feed as well. So if you, Benjamin on YouTube pointing out that this will teach me to not open my mouth. I would say, Benjamin, if you think $50 is going to be enough to teach me to not open my mouth, I'd like to connect you with my wife, who will tell you she's been trying to get me to shut my mouth for at least 30 years now. It's not been going great for her. Cook, you've been trying.
Yeah, but I'm not worth $50, so.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. That was great.
That's great.
Jester Concepts, we appreciate their support. The Jester Concepts restaurants also include Rustica, which is a wonderful coffee shop and bakery now open in Wayzata in downtown Minneapolis. There's one there, and they've got one near Bidet-Mikaska.
Yeah, also. You go to JesterConcepts.com. It lays out all their different places all over town, and it's
there you go.
You'd be surprised at how many different places they run, and all run very well. I mean, you'll recognize. I'm not a foodie, and I recognize the names and go, oh yeah, I know that's a good place. Oh yeah, I know that's a good place.
Good people. So I'll be checking out the ice bar. I like these ice bars that people are doing. It gives you a reason to sort of like, I don't want to spend an hour outside when it's 22 degrees at night. But like 20 minutes, a little fire, a little NA drink or alcoholic cocktail. Like, why not? It's fun. A little chance to get together on a Friday night. We're going to break. When we come back, I do want to talk about John Mulaney canceling his concert, his comedy show here in Minneapolis this weekend. The public schools, not just in Minneapolis, public schools all over the place canceling because of the ICE shooting. I think we're doing this all wrong. You may disagree. We'll talk about it when we come back.